Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. You can also listen to Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Christian Living Vapor Amid Time. Christian Living Vapor Amid Time. It is true. Life passes by like a mist. Your life, whether you are a Christian or not, is here today and gone tomorrow. Last Day Mark of Cain. The Last Day Mark of Cain brings us to these prophetic end of days. This is proceeding to the fullness of perilous days to which the Apostle Paul warns us. Time, tide, and eternity brings us to the reality of life. We believe that time is on our side even though the days slip by, just like the tide of the ocean and seas. Everything is relentless in the pursuit of time. The following are the latest posts on warn-usa.com. Sign of Jonah, Fighting God, The Kingdom War, Part 7 on Sound the Shofar. Sign of Jonah brings to our memory Nineveh, this Gentile kingdom, an enemy of Israel repented. Yet 70 years later, the prophet Nahum warned of their impending doom. Joy of the Lord, Isaiah's prophetic book, part 68 on battle lines. Joy of the Lord is our strength, so goes the Christian song. Yet in this show, we find there are those who seek to hide their ways from the Lord. And do not miss these latest Warn Radio episodes from the week of April 19th through April 21st. Kingdom of Jesus Christ, Christian Converts, Cost of Faith, Shaking All Nations Advocacy at Warn Radio. Great Mercies, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 170 on Battle Lines. And Power of Darkness, Revelation, Throne of Iniquity, Part 10 on Sound the Shofar. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. Everything was okay, or so they thought. A truth so unbelievable, it took a miracle to fight back. Don't miss The Rising. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. You can get your copy of The Rising on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Google Play, Angus & Robertson, and many more. The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. You can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletters and visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglynsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's...
Greetings! Welcome to another Friday edition of Sound the Shofar. This segment is the series of The Throne of Iniquity, Part 11. There's coming a day. Yes, there is. In the old days we used to think that people could be brought to justice. Now the people that need to be brought to justice are in our government. But there's coming a day of reckoning for all nations and all those. Whether you do righteously or do wickedly, there's coming a day. If you're righteous, there's coming a day to verify that you are righteous. If you're wicked, there's coming a day to verify that you are wicked. You know, I've seen a graphic, and I'm good at graphics, real good. Been doing them for a lot of years. But ours have other things on them. But this graphic, the message of the graphic was, and they had a big number of children that were disappearing every year. And you know, every society, for some reason, well, I shouldn't say every, but we have history. You know, it's always the kids who are sacrificed. And it seems like now this is a society in America that wants abortion. You know, they're fighting over abortion. They're fighting over whether or not to kill a baby after they're born. All because women and others with them want to erase the proof of an illicit affair or an accidental pregnancy. You know, pregnancies are accidental. You know, the people involved in it, they're not guilty. You know, we don't hold the people guilty. Yeah, we kill the baby. I mean, that's the morality we have today. It is so ludicrous and so stupid, but it's going on. I mean, who do you fear most? Do you fear the Communist Party in China? Well, now they got their own police stations in America. I can tell you one thing, being in the Navy in during the Vietnam War, you sure as hell would not have had a communist China police station in this country. Only with today's group of liberal left-wing nutcases woke people would you have such idiocy going on today? Now, I could say a lot of other stuff. I could call them every name in the book. But my point here is that there's coming a day. Now, that day hasn't arrived for us because we still got the issue. We want to remove these people. Now, I got a new article coming out. It's already been edited. I've got to go through it again. It may be out today, may be out on Monday. But it is an article that I'm pretty sure you've never read an article like it. And it will detail some interesting things. And no, I'm not exposing anybody, and I'm not doing anything other than writing as I have written for many years. I have written a multitude of articles. I have published everything from an ebook to all those articles to books. But the thing we want is the thing right now. It's within our grasp if we will believe and do something. And I don't mean war, don't mean violence, I don't mean nothing like that. It's a Friday, we're going into a weekend, summer's here, and in the summer, I garden. I wrote an article and had a website, The Garden Survivalist, years ago. I had another group of things in gardening I was doing. Gardening during the apocalypse. Well, today, if you like garden and gardening, go out and garden. Because, you know, while we're not in the apocalypse, you know, it's close enough. Yeah, this is gardening in the apocalypse. Because we do have people facing real issues, life and death issues worldwide. At the WIBR, we focus on a lot of those issues during our advocacy broadcast on Wednesday nights. Now, as I look at everything and as if I stop, everything is silent here. It's a quiet morning. Usually is. Blue sky, the mountains crystal clear. In Wyoming, the mountains are always crystal clear unless they're stormy. No smog. And the thing of it is, we want it to stay that way. And we don't want to load up our state with a bunch of people that come up here for one reason, to see what they can get out of America. They don't appreciate our laws. They don't appreciate our country. They don't appreciate anything about it. But I got news for you. America is not about the leaders that are corrupt in D.C. America is not about the leadership in the presidency. America is about the citizens of this great country. Because there are lots of good, upstanding Christian people in this country. And there's also lots of good things going on in the world and in America. You can't see it for all the garbage, the big mouths, the spoiled brats that are trying to get your attention. And one of the biggest mistakes you're doing right now is allowing your kids to spend a lot of time on social media. Now, I spend a lot of time on it because that's my job. And I hate the internet. Absolutely loathe everything about it. It's amoral. It's corrupt. But it can also be good. And that's why we've carved out a place for the Lord Jesus Christ and His testimony online. But we're not... Folks, we want the real Savior here. We don't want some funky internet. We want to see the Lord. We want Him to come. We want Him in person. We want to see the Father. We want to be there. We want to be in His kingdom. We don't want your man-made stuff. We don't care. You know, for the most part, our biggest goal here is to raise a family and take care of our children and see tomorrow and have a good day. Enjoy the weekends or whenever we can. Have a job where we can work out and support ourselves. And also to honestly pay our taxes. Now we've got all of the fickleness of the Democratic Party and Joe Biden, who now thinks that they need a multitude of IRS agents with guns. This is beginning to look like Stalin more and more in this country. But it's not. That's the way it is in the District of Columbia. That's the way it is in Washington, D.C. The corruption is being led by individuals that have blood in their veins, and one of them don't even know what he's doing. I think they all don't know what they're doing. See, this is the truth of this country. There are good people. There's also wicked people. That's the way it is. But the lawlessness in this country is the worst it's ever been. But there's still lots of good people caught up wondering what's going on, how can we stop it, how can we turn it back? Well, we're going through this, folks, through this. We're not staying here forever in a stagnant, illegitimate, godless society that is trying to destroy everything that is good and wholesome. I can tell you this, that unless you look for the good and wholesome, you're never going to find it. And there are honest people. There are good people. There's good families. But there are those that hate these things. And you'd better figure out what side you're on. Because the one who comes, read Revelation 22. If you're wicked, be wicked still. Go ahead, promote it. See how far you get with the Lord. If you're righteous, be righteous still. And be a good righteous, as the Lord says and details. And see what you get for a reward. Because we are lights in the darkness. We are the spark in a pile of dead wood. We are the lights that George Washington and the boys were. And the women are lights just as the women were back in the Revolution. Even the women in the pioneers coming out west, they had to be tough. They weren't no sissified, woke nonsense for them. Reality was you had to work and you had to help the husband and you worked together to raise the family and you prayed that they wouldn't get killed, shot, or something. It was dangerous. And we've lived in one of the longest peacetime areas in America forever, and during that time we have backslid, we've corrupted ourselves, we've fallen aside, we don't know what the truth is, we could care less what science says, and we decide our own little ways. And to all of you, I say you need to repent on a wholesale basis. Because this country isn't destroyed yet, but it will be. Repentance is the number one thing. And don't look to the revivals that are going on and say that's going to save America. That's not going to save America. It's going to save those who are repenting. Because in order to save America the way it is now and the judgment's that coming, and I know because I've been called to declare judgment on this country a long time ago. And I've been declaring judgment, and I know these things. It's going to take a lot more than that, so start repenting now. Get your family repented. Get them seeking the Lord. Get your neighbors. And of course, use wisdom when you're doing all this. Seek the leading of the Holy Spirit. Don't just go out like some nutcase and stand in the middle of the street and start screaming. Because I don't appreciate it. Many others don't. I've had certain people come to my doors in various other areas. And oh, they've got a gospel they want to sell you. I could list off the gospels I'm not interested in. I'm interested in the true gospel, the truth. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you better find out. Enough of this. Now we go to the throne of iniquity, part 11. You know, this week we're thief in the night. That's the key phrase for Revelation, throne of iniquity, part 11. And as we use this term, this phrase, the thief in the night, it brings the reality of judgment of all things and the end of the age. Wherein judgment comes upon the nations of men, and after that their own judgment as they stand before the Lord. Today, many are ignorant of the last days, per se, as concerning the truth. They live out their lives in the world and believe as they want. Freedom to do righteousness or unrighteousness. The nations of men, women, and children find out that the world is truly lawless. However, many discount this, and instead blame politics, religion, nations, or governments. There is coming a day when people least expect it, and the Lord shall come in all of his glory. We left off in Luke 23, 37 through 47. And as we look at this, the hour of darkness and the King of the Jews. See, when he was walking on the streets of Jerusalem, he went to the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. But have you ever thought about those who visited the Lord at the cross as he was dying for the sins of the world? None of them knew that. Many of them who had been with him really didn't understand why the Lord of glory had to go to the cross. But it's like everything else that's wicked and in the darkness. Just like in America. There are people that hate Christianity. They hate white people. And many of those that hate them are blacks and spoiled whites, who think they'd be better off in some other country. Well, you see, who visited Jesus? All his acquaintance, including those who received miracles and testimony, like the woman at the well or the demoniac. The women that followed him from Galilee, for instance. You can read that in Luke 23:49. Joseph, a counselor, a good man, and just who did not consent to this. Luke 23:50-51. The centurion, Luke 23:47. Long ago I wrote a prose about this centurion, putting myself in his footsteps as he was walking the streets and watching what was going on as they crucified this Jewish preacher, prophet. There was a lot of people that stood around and just watched. Everybody, you know, in the Old West, everybody loved a good hanging. Well, at the time, everybody loved a good spectacle, a good crucifixion. The Romans were known for it. Some of the other pagans that fought war would actually run people through with a long spear through the butt all the way up through the top of the head. Spear them like a fish. The soldiers who parted his garments, Luke 23:34-36. Those of the temple who wanted Jesus dead. Now these are the rulers. You know, the ones in the temple, the ones that should know God. But they didn't know God. They plotted to kill God. How did that work out? Well, they got him on the cross and killed him, but he resurrected from the dead because he is the resurrection and the life. The people who stood by and did nothing, Luke 23:35. Then if you remember also when Jesus was weeping over Jerusalem, one of the last things he said, your house is left unto you desolate. And it wasn't long until Titus, General Titus, came in and attacked Jerusalem and killed 1 million Jews. Destroyed the temple that was left. And the Jews spent a long time before they finally got their land back in 1948. And of course, you always have those who, when you're going through a tough time, they're mocking you. Where's your God now? Is he too busy? I used to talk about God golfing on a golf course while everything's going on. You know, like some multimillionaire. The whole world's going to hell and God don't care. There's a lot of people that feel that. But you see, the thing of it is, if you would listen to our Isaiah series, and it's pretty long, you're going to find out one truth among others. And that is judgment is redemptive. And I'll leave it at that. So here you are hanging on the cross. The Lord of glory. That's what he came for. He came to die for the sins. For those who looked at him. For instance, in verse 37 of Luke 23. If thou be the King of the Jews, save yourself. He didn't come to save himself. He didn't need saving. Do you think he wants to stay in the flesh? He told them already. He said, the flesh is nothing. It's the spirit. This flesh is part of your corruption. The fallen nature. But we get comfortable in the fallen nature. If you be the King of the Jews, come down there, big Christ. Meanwhile, his blood is being shed for that one or those ones who said that. If they would just listen and wake up. And these probably won't listen. They probably did not find out that he was Lord of Lords and King of Kings until they died and they found out where they wound up. Of course, the Romans made sure to put, "This is the King of the Jews," written in Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. That ought to make them feel good, huh? And then, of course, he was crucified between two thieves. And here we think of the Old Testament law, let everything be done with two or three witnesses. Well, there was three witnesses that day. The one thief that repented and asked the Lord to remember him in his kingdom, and Jesus told him that today you'll be with me in paradise, and the other one mocked him. Three witnesses. They call them malefactors. As you're dying, you're going to rail against someone who is innocent. Yahshua was guilty of nothing. Yet he went obediently to the cross. And so the other one rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, seeing you are in the same condemnation?" Yeah, you're both drowning in the swamp, so what do? Help to drown the one with you. Yeah, I've seen those kind of people. I've met them in the ministry. I've seen them in some of our radio shows. People that want you to do something, and if you don't do it, oh man, you're a hyena from the pit of hell. At least this one who told the other one to be quiet, and he rebuked him, he said, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, I love this part, "Verily I say unto thee, today you will be with me in paradise." You know, that's the one thing. We love our lives so much here. We don't realize there is a paradise for us. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness all over the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. So the Lord commended his spirit into the hands of the Father. And of course, the centurion was right there watching, and he glorified God, saying, "This was a righteous man." And I think this man here, this centurion, that's why I wrote an article about him years ago, he certainly came to know the Lord. And you see, the thing of it is, the Lord during this whole thing did talk about the darkness. That the hour of darkness had come, and there is an hour of darkness. And we have an hour of darkness over America today in the world. It's a veil, it's a precursor to the coming of the Dark One himself, the man of sin. But you see, although darkness had an hour and a power, they took the Lord and they crucified him during this, both during the trial and subsequent crucifixion. This darkness had its power and its time. And they used it to destroy the Messiah, the Holy One of God. Remember the first demon that recognized him I know who you are. Jesus told him to keep quiet and to come out of whatever he was in. He rebuked him. I think that was the demoniac. And see, even though the Messiah died on that cross, they took down his limp body, they buried him, he wound up resurrected. Righteousness triumphed over darkness, even in the midst of the darkness, when darkness had its time. Even when darkness seemed to win the day, Yahshua used it to redeem all of mankind. The devil and his minions were rejoicing in the pit of hell. They finally got him. They tried every tactic there was. Ridicule, condemnation, finding fault. Bringing him before the righteous, so-called righteous of the temple. Who the only reason they brought him up is to see if he would say something that they can condemn him, and he did. You see, because he freely told them of his Father. He told them that unless you know me, come to me, you will die in your sins. He told the Jews who confronted him, these were the leaders, that they were of their father the devil. If they truly were of Moses, they would have recognized him. And in here is one of the biggest things when we talk about the throne of iniquity and the power and the hour of darkness. It was there during the crucifixion. But yet it worked to redeem all of us. And that was the purpose. But see, there is the power of darkness today and an hour of darkness that this generation will see. And when I say generation, I mean the current situation that represents both the lawlessness of the age, the throne of iniquity, along with the power and this hour of darkness which hobbles all of mankind and leads them in a way they should not be going. And so this hour of darkness, we have part of it here today. It's symbolized by the lawlessness that you see. But we see a lot, especially what the people want to do. If they start aborting babies like they want to, and they take those innocent little babies and they give them to the satanic temple to sacrifice to Satan, they will make a display of it and sacrifice it unto Satan, and that will put America right in the eyes of solid judgment. And I've said this before. You look down in South America at the various big civilizations that were ruling at one time or another down there. And one of the things that was common in those civilizations was sacrifice, human sacrifice. Many of them would use babies and throw them into the fire. That, of course, is after they drain some of their blood. And what happened to those civilizations? They got erased from the map except for their buildings. And even the people that claim to be from these tribes have to have a DNA test to show that they come from that people group. And that's the way society is. We sacrifice our children in a lot of ways, and one of the biggest is child trafficking for sexual purposes. And they just busted a big ring of that exact thing over in Europe, and I think it was amongst those in the UK. This is corrupt. And see, even the Muslims have a policy where they can marry young girls. That being corrupt in itself. There is an age of consent. And I wouldn't want any daughter, any son of mine to be forced into what I thought was good for them. Like marrying them off on somebody. No, they have to make their own decisions. So in 2 Peter 3, and you know this if you read the Bible at all, but the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Now that's your warning. Now see, if you know the Lord, this is not going to bother you. Because the heavens and the earth that you see now, they're reserved by the word of God. And it says they're kept in store, reserved, pointedly said here, on the day when there's going to be fire, a burning fire. Reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. And Peter points this out in good focus, a good way. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. And that's why when we start talking about judgment on America, and if it's too late or not, it's not too late. We can still see this nation saved. And we can see a long lifespan of this yet. We can see the healing on the land, and the lawlessness to go away. If we meet certain criteria. And part of my article will deal with this. It does deal with it. That's coming out. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So he's not wanting you to die and go to hell. It's just like I pointed out earlier about Isaiah. You find out that the judgment that God did upon his people, especially Judah for 70 years, was a redeeming judgment. Although people died, and the wicked among them would have died, it was redeeming. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now is that clear enough for you? A purifying fire that destroys it all. Everything will be remade. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, I like this one too, what manner of persons ought you to be in all manner of holy conversation and godliness? In other words, being godly and living it out. Seeing seeing that the entire earth, everything you see, is going to be dissolved, do you not think it is a smart thing to be holy in everything you do, and godly, and be found in Christ? He goes on to say, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. He mentions this again. It's going to be gone. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth where dwells righteousness. Now, you talk about the Garden of Eden. Well, this is a lot better than the Garden of Eden, if that is possible. And it is. Wherefore, because of these things, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, that is, a new heaven and a new earth, where you find righteousness, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And that's where, like 1 John says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, see, walk in the light as he walks in the light, meaning the Lord. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, Daniel's dream in chapter 7, we find a lion with eagle's wings. Babylon, the beast rules royally like a lion, and wings its conquering hover over the earth like royalty. Now, that's Kyle and Jalish, commentators, referring directly to Nebuchadnezzar, who, while royally directing Babylon, was then taken down as a beast in judgment. And he was. You can read that there. But then after a time was raised again as a man, this affecting the kingdom of God, as the kingdom as well. And that's in there. And that's an amazing thing too, because he came to realize who the one was in charge. The bear which raised itself on one side is Medo-Persia. The ribs are the conquered people of Babylon, Lydia, and Egypt, which it conquered. Then we have the panther, Alexander the Great's kingdom, Macedonia and Greece under Cassander, Thrace, and Bithynia under Lysimachus, and Egypt under Ptolemy, and Syria under Seleucus. You know, Daniel was so accurate in his stuff that many commentators thought that he wrote it in later time after all of this. You know, they tried to discount the accuracies because it was so exact. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth, and it devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts which were before it, and it had 10 horns. And I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked up by the roots. Behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Now see, we consider that the beast in Daniel. In verse 9 of Daniel 7, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, as wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands and thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, the judgment was set and the books were opened. Now that's a lot of people. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Now so much for the beast. Okay, now we know in Revelation he gets defeated, but this is Daniel's. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. And I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like unto the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Now that's the Lord, and I, you know, and this is interesting. This is found in Daniel. This is where, when he's brought before him, he receives the power and the dominion given to him by God the Father. And this is the everlasting kingdom that is going to be taking over after the fall of the beast and all the stuff is over with. When he comes back, and actually he'll come back. We have, if you read Zechariah, the last chapter, you can get in on a lot of, you know, some more stuff addressing these end of day things. And of course, the ten horns being ten kingdoms, Daniel 7:20, and of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came out from before, whom three fell, and even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than a fellow's. And behold, the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time that the saints possessed the kingdom. Now you see, he prevails against them. Now when you look at some of the verbiage, and you compare Revelation, you look at this, we find the word that he literally wore them out. And remember, these beasts are supernatural, and they get into a human body, but their spirit keeps them moving. I mean, they have more power. You know, as humans, we have to rest, and you can get tired in your war. But this, he prevails against them until the Ancient of Days came. And there came a time when, an event when it's finally time to give to the saints of the Most High the kingdom. And they possessed it. See, that's the good news here. They possessed it. And he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. Now see, all of this stuff is part of the, when we talk about the end of days, and one that a lot of the churches do when we talk about the pre-trib rapture. And there's a number of them that have pretty much the same understanding of this. But this details that it's not just going to be the beast alone. It's going to have 10 kings that are going to rule 10 areas of the earth while he's doing this, forcing everybody to take the mark. And Joe Biden, his minions now have made it possible to push a mark because of the digital. Now, I've been warning about digital for probably a good 15 to 20 years now. And I knew right away. In the beginning, when the internet even began, I was on the internet. I was one of the first ones in the area here, among those who was interested. And my first computer, well, actually, the first computer was, and I still have the old one, my first Tandy. But it was a long time ago, you know. And it was nothing like it is today. So then you go to verse 25, and this is about the beast. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. This is Daniel 7, verse 25. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time, times, and the dividing of time. We see that approximately 3.5 years. But there are words that we, counts when we talk about days, and they do vary a little bit. Most of the time we look at a straight 3.5 years, but when you get into Daniel, the timing is a little different. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it to the end. And the kingdom and dominion and greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Now see, all this is found in Daniel. And these things, right here, it tells you what it's going to be. And so it's an amazing description. Now see, this is, when we talk about the throne of iniquity, it's not going to last forever. And what we're doing in America today is supernatural darkness. It's lawlessness, and it's here because America has turned away from the truth. And many of those who govern this country, and many of the rich, because people get bribed by money and riches. That's what happens. Then, of course, you can look in 2 Thessalonians 2, and that's 2 through 12. I'm not going to read them all, but you can read that. That's a good one. Let no man deceive you. This is verse 3. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, the man of sin has not been revealed. He has to be revealed. And then you'll know this is the one. The minute we see him, we've got 3.5 years approximately. We normally just say 3.5 years. And he's going to do his thing for 3.5 years. And it's going to be hell on earth. Now, for those who are serving him, they think he's right. So, this is the thing. I'm not going to be able to get into that because we're running out of time. So, we'll pick up here at 2 Thessalonians 12. And we'll do that. Now, every Friday we do these shows and we do teachings. And we have a lot of teachings on our websites. Now, one of the longest teachings we have is on Isaiah. And because of the way I'm doing Isaiah, and I do a lot of cross-referencing, and I also do a lot when I'm talking about this, comparing it to our current day. And so, that's important. So check out our websites, and there's a lot of stuff up in the nav bar that'll take you to all these things. Father, we thank you for your word. Bless your word to the hearts, minds, souls, and spirits of those who hear this. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and the receiving of this word. Well, folks, thank you whenever you hear this, because since the beginning of doing our shows, we have always had people listening to our shows at various times. So be sure to go by the websites at Warren-USA, Dana Smith, danaglennsmith.com. Read the articles, listen to the shows. Check out my new book, The Rising. Get a copy, read it, and then let me know what you think. Until next time, take care of yourself and your families. Watch over. Be careful. Seek the Lord in all that you do. And be blessed. I speak peace and blessing and love and joy over you and your family. And may God guide you and direct you. And may you truly come to know Him. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.